Chapter 3. Then we turned and went up by the way of Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out with all his people to meet us in battle at Edrei. So Jehovah said to me, "Do not be afraid of him, for I will give him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you will do to him just as you did to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon." So Jehovah our God also gave King Og of Bashan and all his people into our hand, and we kept striking him down until none of his people survived. We then captured all his cities. There was no town that we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, along with a great number of rural towns. However, we devoted them to destruction, just as we had done to King Sihon of Heshbon, in devoting every city to destruction, including men, women, and children. And we took all the livestock and the spoil of the cities for ourselves. At that time we seized the land of the two Amorite kings who were in the region of the Jordan, from the Arnon Valley as far as Mount Hermon, the mountain that the Sidonians used to call Syrian, and the Amorites used to call Senir, all the cities of the tableland, all Gilead, and all Bashan, as far as Salaka and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom that belonged to Og and Bashan. For King Og of Bashan was the last remaining one of the Rephaim. His bier was made of iron, and it is still in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It is 9 cubits long and 4 cubits wide by the standard cubit. At that time we took possession of this land, from Aroah, which is by the Arnon Valley, and half of the mountainous region of Gilead, and I have given its cities to the Reubenites and the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan of the kingdom of Og, I have given to the half-tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, which belongs to Bashan, was known as the land of the Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob as far as the boundary of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and named those villages of Bashan after himself, Havoth Jair, to this day. And I have given Gilead to Machir. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites I have given from Gilead to the Arnon Valley, with the middle of the valley as a boundary, and as far as Jabbok, the valley that is the boundary of the Ammonites, and the Arabah, and the Jordan, and the border, from Kinnereth to the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, at the base of the slopes of Pisgah, toward the east. I then gave you this command: Jehovah your God has given you this land to take possession of it. All your valiant men will take up arms and cross over before your brothers, the Israelites. Only your wives, your children, and your livestock — I well know that you have a great deal of livestock — will continue dwelling in the cities that I have given you, until Jehovah gives your brothers rest, as he does for you, and they also have taken possession of the land that Jehovah your God will give them across the Jordan. Then you will come back, each one to his possession that I have given you. At that time I gave this command to Joshua: You have seen with your own eyes what Jehovah your God has done to these two kings. Jehovah will do the same thing to all the kingdoms into which you will cross over. You must not be afraid of them, for Jehovah your God is the one fighting for you. At that time I pleaded with Jehovah, saying, "O sovereign Lord Jehovah, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty arm. For what God in the heavens or on the earth performs such mighty deeds as you? Please, let me pass over and see the good land that is across the Jordan, this good mountainous region, and Lebanon." But Jehovah was still furious with me because of you, and he would not listen to me. Rather, Jehovah said to me, "Enough from you. Never speak to me again about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and look to the west and north and south and east and view the land with your eyes, for you will not cross over this Jordan. Commission Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, because he is the one who will cross over before this people, and he is the one who will cause them to inherit the land that you will see. All this happened while we were dwelling in the valley in front of Beth Peor.